The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here, for he was raised. As he has said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he's been raised from the dead, and indeed he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were sleeping. If this comes to the governor's ears, they will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews this day. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. That should feel really good to some of you. I don't know. Who was here on whatever day that was? Transfiguration. That's so long ago, you know, a month and a half. Yeah. Was anybody here Transfiguration Sunday at Emmanuel? Okay. You probably remember we buried all those alleluias, and we put them in that box right there. Well, today we're going to let them out of the box. They're going to be free. But you also might notice the cross has a lot on it, too. Well, if you were here on Good Friday, when we left, this was full of all our sins that we could come up with. Full of sin, the word sin, death, and the devil. Yesterday it was bare. But this morning on Easter, it is full of joy. Alleluias. God's not dead. God is amazing. Crosses made by kids. A blank one showing that the tomb is empty. So much celebration. But we have to get the alleluias out of the box. This is starting to drive me insane. It has been a month and a half, so we got to really get it out of our system. And there's only one fitting way I can think of to really let these out of the box. So I brought a movie clip with me. It's very appropriate. Trust me, it's perfect for letting these words out of the box. I promised it was appropriate. It's a Christmas movie. So what? But alleluia. It's right there. And there was so much just in that short amount of clip. The light has come into the darkness. The darkness can't overcome it. And I don't know about you. That face Clark Griswold gives, it's about the face I give. Shock, amaze, joy, all in that little bit. The light is piercing the darkness. Nothing can hold it back. The alleluia is in the background. And at the end, those two people crying, well, just think, today, Christ is out of the grave. Who's really crying? Sin, death, and the devil. Crying, crying, crying. That's why it was appropriate. So much in that 30-second clip. So much.
But now, the moment we've all been waiting for. A month and a half, and we are going to release all of these alleluias and let them go. Oh, shoot. That's disappointing. They were here last night. Hello? The alleluias are gone. Oh, dear. Apologize for that, but... Okay. There's that one. Okay. Apparently they got out of the box without my permission. Alleluias are on the loose. Watch out. They are on the loose. And really, that shock and amaze, it's empty. It's empty. You know, I really didn't expect it to be empty this morning. Truly. I thought this was going to be full of alleluias. But it's empty. It's empty. Similar to the grave. Those people came to the grave expecting to find a body. Empty. Nothing in there. If you don't believe me, I didn't tape it to the bottom. It's empty. It is empty. They're out. They can't be contained. Really, there's only one thing we can say when the moment like this. Because it's true. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Get it out of your system. Come on. I know it's 7:15 in the morning, but let's hear it. You know. Alleluia.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. You're going to say it a lot. But like I said, it's been a month and a half. I really got to get it out of my system. And it's that simple, isn't it? That's the gospel. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. That's it. I'm done. I can just sit down, right? We're done. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. That's record time. I'm done. But there's more going on here. And that's why I added those parts to the gospel too. Even though Christ is out of the grave, the gospel shows it's not always easy to believe that amazing news, to believe that it's empty. The women, full of joy, but full of fear. Both. Those soldiers at the tomb, full of fear, so much so they fell over at this amazing news and sight that the tomb was empty. Sometimes it's easier said than done to believe this, but no matter what, it's true. Even the first-hand witnesses who might have been afraid, like the women, to go and tell the disciples, they'll think I'm crazy maybe, to tell the church leaders, they think I'm crazy, they might fear the Romans, who knows what it is. Things keep trying to keep the gospel in a box. And what about our own lives? Are there times we too try to keep the alleluias in a box? We think it's easier just to put them in that box right there and forget them? To go from the church walls here and just say, well, it was fun to say it on Easter morning. I don't need to say it again for another year. See you next year, alleluia. Sometimes it can be that way. But no matter what, I have a little secret for you to take home. It can't be contained. This story can't be contained. The gospel can't be contained. Jesus couldn't be contained. Alleluias can't be contained. Our forgiveness can't be contained. All this can never be contained. It's out of the box, and there's no way to put it back in there. There's just not. It's all out of the box. Nothing can ever put it in. And you know how I know it and how we know it? Because it's been tried. We heard it once again. We tried to put the alleluias in the box, but they got out. We try every once in a while to keep Jesus contained, but he keeps breaking out. The church leaders at the end of the story tried to really contain this story to say, if somebody confronts you about this, just say they stole his body. It'll be okay. It can't be contained. If it could, we wouldn't be sitting here today. No matter what, that story can't be contained. It's out, and nothing can keep it in the box again. So you too, whether this is your first time in worship, whether you come every Sunday, whether you come a few times a year, whatever it is, keep that news in your hearts and know that the alleluias are there and that Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Keep that there. It's out of the box. It's with you, and it's not going anywhere. So at the end, we're going to say that three times, three more times, because we really have to get it out of the system. And remember these words. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Keep it coming loud and clear, because this box does no good. It's empty. Nothing can ever contain that promise again. Amen.